state duties branch of the revenue department.
Of course it is, I suppose, in a way. Of course, when I left the new class, I was only about five, going on six, and then when the war broke, I was only 16, so I joined up as a boy. Mm-hmm. I was Boy Roy for a year and a half until I was promoted to pilot with double pay.
Well, from 60 cents to $1.20, wasn't it, in those days?
No, 70.
70, was it? I mentioned to the Deputy Minister of Industry, who I saw on this committee, that I was going to be talking to you, and he said, the only story I can think of General Perks, and this is from a Deputy Minister, a young fellow, he said, I can remember on one occasion during the war, General Perks called me over, and he said, young man, you are so tired, you're out on my feet. Go over under that tree and get into my sleeping bag and go to sleep.
Well,
and this is to a captain.
This is during the training day.
Yeah. This fellow is David Mundy. He's Deputy Minister of Industry. Now, another fellow you ought to try and see is his boss, Bud Drury, C.M. Drury. He's Minister of Industry. And he was a great friend of General Perks. Bud Drury, C.M. Drury.
I was hoping, as you know, certainly with you and with two or three others, I'm trying to get in contact with F.R. Miller and one or two others who knew me when he was minister.
Yes.
What do you think is the best idea? Write them, phone them, or what?
I would think in the case of Frank Miller, if you phoned him to save time, mm-hmm. phone him and say that you've already been talking to me, he knows me, and say that we discussed it, and I suggested that you telephone him. He's around town, you can get at him easily. And then, of course, Charles Folks is out, right out there, living in Victoria.
I've had a couple of excellent interviews with him, long ones. And, of course, I've been after him, and more especially on the Perks as minister.
Yes, that would be the period, as he was chairman and chief of staff at that time.
But more especially, and of course as an historian, this I find absolutely desperate. When Perks left as minister, he didn't take out his papers at all. He just left everything there in the ministry.
Yeah.
Whereas his successor, for example, Harkness, did take out his files and gave them to the Dominion Archives.
Yeah.
But I wish Perks had done the same thing. How is he thought of as a minister here in Ottawa? Is that an unfair question?
Well, I don't know. I was out of the country, of course, for a good part of that time, or part of it. I think that's the way I'm saying that. But
from 57 to 60.
No, then I was just back. I don't really know. I was traveling so much and was away from Canada a great deal of time. I would think he's probably considered a good minister.
I know.
I think from the people in the armed forces, they felt that at least they had somebody who would understand what they're talking about.
I know he had a fair amount of trouble with the decision making, shall we say, with respect to the Bomark SAVE apparatus carrying the atomic bomb.
Yeah.
And of course, there was that tremendous kerfuffle over the decision not to go any further with the Arrow aircraft.
Yeah. And whatnot.
Certainly, the latter though would have been made, I gather, by the Liberals had they stayed in power.
Yes. Well, I think it's hard to say who could be blamed in that. And after all, the minister on a thing like that is largely acting on his professional advice, isn't he?
Well,